Welcome to the continued podcast adventures of three opinionated guys with mics and too much free time. Strong enough to stop a speeding movie rumor, more powerful than a bad comic book event. Able to waste hours of time asking stupid questions to people who have better things to do. It's Dave, Ben, and John. It's Superhero Speak.
We don't need Ben to have a good time, do we?
Actually, not having Ben is kind of a precursor to having a good time, but you know. Put the lime in the coconut.
Drink it on down. Put the lime in the coconut. Drink it on. Oh, hey everyone. You're listening to Superhero Speak, and I'm your host, Dave.
And I was sober until I found my emergency Goldschlager. So now I'm John.
Good. That was going to be my first question tonight is, are you sober or not? Because sometimes it's hard to do when you're sober. I mean.
Well, you know, me being sober was probably the reason why we're doing this right now. Because somehow that had something to do with our last recording. Not quite making it.
Are you letting the people peek behind the curtain, as it were?
I'm pulling a Deadpool. Yeah, damn it.
Yes, everyone's going to go, why was this episode late? It's because I screwed up, the recorder messed up, and only recorded my side of the conversation. Which I guess I could have released that, because, you know, I'm the important one. But
yeah, but, you know, that misses the most important part of this.
What would that be?
Us making fun of you.
Oh, that's...
I mean, you know, it's got to be a balanced show. You know, we've got your ego and we've got us deflating your ego, and that's how it works.
So, yeah, I know. Oh, it always hurts. I always cry for an hour after we record. Anyway.
Speaking of things that are deflating, did you hear about the new budget for Supergirl?
Yes.
How is that for a segue?
Yeah, there you go. Yes, so boys and girls, is I guess all of you are aware now that, or if you were not, news, they didn't cancel Supergirl. They moved her to the CW. And so that means they also slashed the budget. I think he said something like it was $3 million an episode, to produce at CBS. CBS was like, well, we don't want to pay that anymore. So they moved it. And that also means they're moving to Vancouver. So this should be interesting.
Yeah, and we may lose a few of the main characters on the way because, you know, we don't know if, like, Cat Grant will make it because the actress probably doesn't want to move, and Harrison Ford, her husband, is probably, you know, he's a little bit busy right now with, how did I put it? It was Indiana Jones 5, the geriatric years, or... Jones, we didn't want number 5, or
he was pretty geriatric in the Crystal Skull, so I don't know. You know, I guess, you know, he did the Force Awakens, so now he thinks he can do anything.
Yeah, and no offense to Harrison Ford, he could still kick my ass.
Possibly. Well, yeah, probably. Your ass, yeah, definitely. No, and you kind of wonder, did they know this was coming a little bit? Because in the season finale of Supergirl, they moved Kara into her own office, so she's not right out of sight of Cat Grant's office anymore, and her office doesn't have any windows, so...
So they can hide Vancouver?
Exactly. So I think a lot of stuff, at least in the beginning of the season, will take place in her office.
You know, now that I think about it, is this going to be like the old Spider-Man cartoon where they just have the L.A. skyline, you know, wrapping around behind her as she's flying now? It looked like the Superman serial on TV, where it's just a blur in the background.
And the same skyline kept repeating over and over again. Oh, that was the Flintstones. But yeah.
It was all three of those, actually. But yeah, so, right. So Calista Flockhart may not make it. We don't know yet if she's moving, if she wants to move, or if they'll work something out where she's just one of those, you know, sometimes characters. But I'm sure they could work out something where they just have her, you know, recordings of her yelling. That should work for most of the dialogue.
Right.
Well, although.
Well, I mean, it'd be interesting, right? Because she would go from main cast, what do they call that, supporting cast, or, you know, occasional player.
Yeah.
I don't think they would, I don't think she would be guest starring. She would just not be in every episode.
I really hate to admit it, but her character is one of the better written ones on that show and was kind of the heart of the show. So I can't.
I definitely agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't see it. And you know that if they make her supporting cast, it's Calista Flockhart. She's going to find another venue.
Yes, that is true. And, but she was like, you know, it's funny because they made her out at first. It felt like she was going to be that character you were going to hate, that she was going to be the tough boss. But as the show progressed, it was like, you find out why she's tough on her and she names Supergirl and explains why it's okay to say girl. It doesn't have to be woman and all those other things. And it's like, oh wow, she is the heart of the show. And
well, she's secretly behind her the whole time.
Exactly. You
know? So don't mind my dog. She's lamenting that Supergirl's moving too.
And then of course too, like with them cutting the budget, and they said it was going to be like halved. It's going to come out of special effects as well. So how is that going to affect the overall quality of the show?
Well, yeah, see, I don't see that as a problem because I think this might be a Deadpool thing. I mean, look how well they do with Flash, right?
Yes.
That's pretty special effects heavy. And I think they'll be able to deal with it much better in Vancouver. I think that the loss of budget will make them rethink how they're doing some of the stuff. And I'm telling you, if like Xena and Hercules Legendary Journeys can do what they did on the shoestring budget they had, I'm sure that they can pull this off. It might even look better when they're done.
Well, I've heard somewhere, probably on a Kevin Smith podcast, somewhere where
it's got to be Kevin, because that's the only one you listen to. But
no. I listen to a lot of podcasts. We'll get to that.
Oh, that's right. You listen to Fat Man and Batman too, right?
The Nerdist, and a bunch. I'm actually going to get to that later. But anyway, one of the things they did talk about this. I think it was on Fat Man on Batman. They were talking about budget with shows, and one of the things is if you watch The Flash, you know they have a lot of times they'll have like a special effects shot in the beginning, the cold open of the show, and then they'll have a big special effects shot like at the climax or the end of the show. You know, well, yeah, like at the climax of the show. And there might be a couple things here and there, but the majority are like those two main shots. They also said if you really pay attention, there might be an episode that goes by that only has one special effects shot, but yet when you get to the premiere and the season finale, that's when you'll have more special effects shots. So they plan it out, you know, throughout the season where it's like, okay, we know this is going to happen and we want this to happen in this episode. So that's going to be more expensive. So the episodes leading up to it, you know, we have to cut back here and there. So like you said, it'll force them to think about it and plan things out better and then have to write better character development.
Well, they're moving to CW. They're probably going to share some new writers with the other series. And so the writing only has up to go. I mean, yeah, come on. I still can't get over the breaking the neck of the power line. I just can't. I can't. You know?
And then of course on the, at the CW. Yes. And I agree. Okay. The power line thing, that was stupid. So.
Well, the whole first season was, how do you have all of those Kryptonians and they haven't taken over the planet yet?
Right.
Please, come
again,
on.
We could harp on this for an hour, but we've talked about this at nauseam already on the show.
I know, but the Goldschlager is kicking in and I'm feeling really mellow about it, so I can talk about it now.
The other interesting news that came out of the CW universe, Wentworth Miller, who plays Captain Cold, as we all know, he died? Is that the best way to put it?
In the words of one great American icon, Stimpy, what were you thinking?
But the thing is that came out after that episode aired is, well, he now has a new deal with the CW or DC television, where he's now not a regular on Legends of Tomorrow. He's a regular on all of the CW, so they can plug him in wherever they need Captain Cold.
That's because he's just so cool, man. He's just so cool. Okay, no, that cheap shot. Realistically, he is probably one of the best written characters they have. He's like the rogue character, which is usually the most interesting character there is. It's the easiest and the best to write for. He plays it so well, you know? I mean, granted, his speech patterns, some people have problems with it, Ben, but...
well, he's not here to make those comments.
Well, I know. That's why, you know, I'm helping out. But I don't know. I think Wentworth is one of the best character actors they've got right now. And he's a fun character, you know? You never know when he's going to turn around and go, yeah, I'm going to take that yoink, and then at the same time, turn back around and save the day.
No, that's true. And... it's funny because I didn't know really what to make of his character. Cause when they first introduced him, he was just a classic villain. You know, he was Captain Cold and, you know, you're like, oh great. They're going to build, Flash's Rogues Gallery. And then they kind of like give him an opportunity to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like redeem himself at times. Like, you know, he did the right thing. He helped Flash out, you know, and he finds out Barry's secret identity, but he doesn't tell anyone. You know, he became a complicated character very quickly.
Yeah, and that's the best part. I mean, again, Calista Flockhart, Cat Grant, she has a multidimensional character, which is great. Jimmy Olsen is a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And so is Lana Lang, Lois's sister, whatever. So
Lane.
Lucy Lane. Oh my God. Yep. Okay. So all right. I think I might need another shot to balance the other one off. Okay. Anyway, Lucy Lane, another cardboard cutout. You know, I don't know. Nice that they're going to sprinkle him around, you know, the other shows just to bring the level up on all of them. Although, how is that going to happen with Supergirl? That would be neat. Will it happen with Supergirl?
Yeah. Well, before I answer that, the more interesting or the most cardboard cutout character is General Lane.
Oh, geez. You know, why does the military? You know, military people have a lot more nuance than that, for crying out loud.
Yes.
Really.
But yes, because they've already crossed over universes on the show. So they can, they've established that they can do that. You know, they're not afraid to do that. Will, now that she's on the CW, will they do that more? And will they cross over the villains and the heroes on all the shows?
Or are they going to pull a Flashpoint? Or are they going to pull a Final Crisis?
Right. So the other.
Just merge them. Merge them.
I mean, the other reason too, I think one of things I speculated, and I don't know how you feel about this. A lot of people don't, this isn't on a lot of people's radar, but I think part of the reason they made that deal with Wentworth Miller, is because they're bringing back Prison Break on Fox.
Well, I've never watched Prison Break, so, okay.
It starred Wentworth Miller, who is Captain Cold, and, Dominic Purcell, who is, the flame guy.
Well, I watched a Prison Break with those two in it. When does that turn? When does that come on? I want to see that. Who stops them? Do they have Batman in it?
Well, it's the story is the one brother gets arrested for a heat wave. They're brothers, and one gets arrested for gets put in jail for a crime he didn't commit, and the other one commits a crime so he can get sentenced to the same prison to help his brother break out.
And he sneaks their guns in a cake or something?
I never really watched the show. I just know the premise.
Is the prison Arkham? I mean, where are they being kept? I know nothing about Prison Break. I'm sure people are yelling at me right now.
Well, they're yelling at me too. All I know is that they're bringing it back, and it's going to be, they're not going to be a full show. It's going to be one of the break shows, like, you know, during the winter break or whatever. Cause I think they said they ordered 10 episodes or something, right?
He's going to be a busy beaver.
Yes, exactly. But you know, I mean, if Fox is going to bring back shows that have canceled and gone away, why not bring back Firefly?
Yeah. I'm right there with you. It's never going to happen. It's just not. It would be lovely, it probably happened in every other alternate universe except this one, but it's not going to happen.
Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. Well, I guess besides, I don't know how.
Besides, by now, Joss Whedon's killed every one of them off in the most horrible way imaginable in his imagination. You know, it's just.
I was going to say I don't know how it works with Whedon. I don't know how much he owns of it and how much he controls of it and how much Fox owns. So yeah, I mean, I know. And Fillion is in Castle now, and that's still on the air. And then there's another show with Alan Tudyk in it. I believe it's called Powerless.
Yep, that one.
That's just going to be another DC show. That's going to be so, yeah. Well, whole new cat. Reboot. Just like Star Trek.
Powerless. It's going to be like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was it that show that they've got on YouTube? I don't know.
It's going to be, yeah, it's, I think they're, it's, it revolves around an insurance company that has to deal with like all the damage that the superheroes cause, and they're regular people and they have to go and deal with all this stuff. It sounds like a great idea for a show. And that one's going to be on NBC.
You know what would be a really great show for DC? A show with a bunch of people that go around explaining the plot to people. That maybe. I could get behind.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's... And I know some people can argue that, oh, well, you have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and that really isn't a superhero show, but at least they're fighting crime.
With superpowers.
Yes. And it's on NBC, and we don't know if it's going to tie into the rest of their shows, which it probably isn't. It's going to be probably a show unto its own. So you're going to have the same issues with this show that you do with Supergirl not showing Superman, giving you just a glimpse, and it gets really annoying the third time they do it. Or, you know, any other character. You're going to have, like, the characters flying away from the here and there. You know, you're never going to see them. You'll see a lasso go by in one shot. You'll see a red blur go by. And it's just like... But where does it, and that's the whole thing. And this is what drives fans nuts. Cause then it's like, well, wait, what universe does this take place in? Does it take place in any of the universes?
Hey, I'm still crying in by whatever the heck I'm drinking at that moment. what are you going to do? We know Marvel owns the universe right now.
Well, though that might change.
Bite your tongue.
Well, in an article that came out yesterday that was The Hollywood Reporter, and of course it's been picked up by plenty of other sites. There's been some fallout over at Warner Brothers due to the underperformance of Batman v Superman. Of course, that movie was expected to at least make $1 billion. Didn't. We know that.
expected that?
No, well, some people were saying $2 billion.
If it had been done right.
Yes. So what they've done over at Warner Brothers is they've created, I guess it's a separate company or a separate entity anyway within Warner Brothers that's now called DC Films. And they've made two co-people to run DC Films. And that is John Berg, who is already been working he worked on Batman v Superman, Suicide Squad, the Wonder Woman movie. So he's already involved with all the projects that are going on.
Uh-huh.
And the co-CEO with him, or co-president, or whatever they call it.
The shoe drops.
It's going to be Geoff Johns, who is responsible for giving us, for those who don't know who Geoff Johns is, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast, but he was a writer for DC for many years. He gave us Rebirth, Flashpoint, and Brightest Day storylines. And then he moved on to television. So even though Berlanti is the main brain behind Arrow and Flash and Supergirl, he's the guy that got it off the ground and was the overseer of those. So, of course, he also is the overseer of Gotham.
Well, he's also the overseer of Supergirl. I mean, okay, you know, he's two for two, basically.
Right, but at least it's somebody in comics that is going to have...
Oh, yeah.
A say in these movies now. Because
how much of a say we'll see, but...
Oh, say will you see...
Oh, dear, please don't. We just lost three listeners. I could see it.
And I'm sober. Well, anyway, no. I don't know. I think it's going to be a good thing. It's funny because, I actually just heard. So, of course, again, Kevin Smith, not to keep harping on him. But he notoriously has talked about, the movie Superman Lives over and over again. And, they brought him in to write one of the scripts for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know the movie never got made, but, and of course, notoriously the movie, had a giant spider in it, apparently, and polar bear, which some people say the Houston Man of Steel. Anyway.
Well, it also had Nicolas Cage, so, you know, the rest of that isn't weird by comparison.
But he always talked about when they asked him to take a once-over on the script and rewrite it, he turned to them and said, well, yeah, but you've got all these guys over here in the DC offices that have been writing these characters for years, much longer than he ever. It was even some of them were longer than he was even reading them. He's like, they're far more qualified to do this than me. And the people at Warner Brothers are like, oh, well, they're the comic book guys and this is the movie guys. And, you know, we keep them separate. But you kind of think, oh, well, that mentality probably was gone a while ago. But the fact that they're just now saying, okay, Geoff Johns, you're in charge of the movies, makes you kind of wonder, like, oh, maybe they weren't, you know, maybe they weren't listening to the comic book guys.
Oh, come on. We knew they weren't. as soon as we heard as soon as images started coming out with, oh, it's Batman versus Superman, this should be interesting. And then, oh, there's Doomsday. And, oh, okay, there's going to be Wonder Woman. Or, well, that's better. And, well, wait, you're saying Aquaman too? Oh dear. And who's playing Lex Luthor? Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Make it stop.
You're going to bring in Flash, even though we have a successful TV show?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to bring Grant Gustin into plant. Oh, okay.
They didn't even bring in Flash. I mean, did you?
You're going to at least make him like Wally West, right? Because like Barry Allen's on the TV. No,
they brought in Flash with his battle armor so they can sell more toys right off the bat.
Don't even get started on that. Oh, I still don't get that. Well, no, I do get it. You just said it. To sell the Battle Armor Flash action figures.
Yeah. So because they had Batman with armor, you know, the Dark Knight armor, and I'm sure there's somewhere in the toy store there's a Superman with also battle armor. Goddess knows why he wants that or needs it. And Superman with his kryptonite spear. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be a popular one.
I do wonder if, like, oh my God, it's probably true. Why am I even going to say this? Like, part of the reason they wanted to do Batman v Superman and play off the Dark Knight Returns is so that they could have Batman in two different outfits in the movie, and actually three different outfits, because if you count the dream sequence in the desert where he's wearing the coat, there's three toys that we can sell.
All right. Yeah, we can't rehash that episode. I'm getting all flashbacks.
Right. Yeah. Unintended.
Boom, boom. Okay.
All right. Final DC TV news then, that we'll talk about before we move on to Marvel, the marvelous Marvel.
Not so marvelous now.
There's Preacher, which is going to be on AMC next season. We all know is coming. Seth Rogen, I believe, is involved, wrote pilot script at least, and I believe is directing the pilot episode. AMC has announced that in the vein of Walking Dead and Breaking Bad, they're going to get an after show called Talking Preacher, and it's going to star our good friend Chris Hardwick.
And as I said before, they might as well just replace Chris Hardwick with the Crypt Keeper and call it Preacher Feature.
look, I am
that would be more interesting, wouldn't it?
Yes. No, we still love you, Chris. Don't forget, he's mentioned us on his podcast twice, so we can't, you know, we still love you, Chris. Don't upset.
Yes, props.
don't upset Overlord Hardwick. No, what I'm saying is, and of course, we love talking about this stuff, right? And we're giving our opinions and we're reviewing stuff. Yeah, I get it. You know, it's part of nerd culture. But it just seems like, I don't know. With this one, it seems like enough's enough. You know, let us watch the show first and see if we want to talk about it afterwards, too. Think about that. What if the show isn't good? And then you're Chris Hardwick and you're stuck in that position where it's like, all right, I'm hired by this channel that's showing the show. I'm not free to, you know, say it sucks.
Yeah. And also, who has the time? I mean, right now, we are in like a golden age. We've got so many shows on TV of sci-fi or fantasy nature. You can't watch them all. And there are a lot of good ones. So right. Who the hell has the time? I mean, when you're finished with Flash, you don't want to watch a show afterwards just talking about what you just watched. You need to get to Legends of Tomorrow. You need to get to Grimm. You need to get to all the tapings of Doctor Who that you still have on your DVR. You have, you know, Arrow. It's just, there's too much.
Right. At least when we did our Agents of Speak, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after show, there wasn't a lot of superhero shows on TV at the time. So...
Yeah.
So we can get away with that.
And they started season 6 of MLP. I mean, geez, I have too much to watch.
Yeah, no, that's true. And again, here's the issue. I don't watch Walking Dead. I know everyone's screaming at their computer right now.
Oh, no. Here, let me take the heat off of you. I haven't seen even one episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
There you go. Again, like, who has the freaking time?
But and most of Breaking Bad I watched, after the fact. But like the couple of episodes that got me interested before I went back and, you know, watched it on demand, I didn't watch the Talking Bad afterwards because it was like, you know, I don't know. I just don't want to sit here and watch a show where they're discussing what I just watched. If I want to discuss it with someone, I'm going to go and discuss it with my friends at work or you or whoever that I also know watches the show, you know?
Yes, who is then going to stick a microphone in front of us and have our own show, which talks about the show, which was talking about the show.
I'm just curious, and again, this isn't anything against Chris Hardwick. This is AMC, and I guess it does well enough to justify it, but I really am kind of curious, like, what kind of ratings these talk after shows are having, you know? Like, I can't, obviously... They're keeping some of the audience who just watched the show, but it can't be a great audience. And especially, like you said, there's no time. So we do live in a world of DVR. People watch things at their own convenience. So, you know, I don't think anyone's DVRing these talk shows. Maybe they are. I don't know. You know, if someone has these numbers, let us know. I'm curious, like, what kind of numbers Talking Dead bring in and what kind of numbers Talking Picture could possibly for AMC. That's what it all comes down to. It's revenue dollars. You know, they need to get viewers so they can sell airtime and make money. So I'm curious. So. Yeah.
We know it was because it's a cheap, you know, show that they can just stick on and fill airtime.
Yes. And now for the very, very sad news.
Okay, which one?
Our good friend, Jim Carter, has been...
I guess that's why I bought the Wizard World ticket that allows me to go see her. So I can tell her to get her ass back to the studio.
Yes.
I can't believe they canceled it. Why?
Yeah, I mean, Agent Carter was canceled. I mean, I don't know if they knew this was coming because, like, they took a long time for them to actually announce it. I did notice that, like... They had said all the shows were coming back, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh no, Agent Carter's not coming. And
it's because they were running from Haley Atwell, because, you know, she's gotten in pretty good shape. She'd probably kick all their asses.
Yes, and they killed, I mean, I know this is totally unrelated because Agent Carter takes place in the 50s and Civil War takes place now, but, you know, they killed her off in Civil War, and I kind of felt like, was that a way of us saying goodbye to her? Before they announced the show was canceled?
No, that was the way Captain America can get some nookie from her grandniece now.
Oh, okay. That's what it's all about. Grandniece nookie.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't have nookie with her if his, you know, former nookie is sitting there watching. It's not copacetic.
I don't know. I really don't know what to say to that. I'm just... grandniece nookie. Oh.
It does sound bad.
But the internet, as what the internet is good for, quickly jumped on this and got a petition together on change.org. And as of this recording, they have 89,900 supporters, and they need 60,000 to reach 150,000 signatures. I don't know if that's, like, if there's some kind of goal with that. I don't know how this works.
They just automatically ramp up the goals, I think, as they go.
Okay.
To try and get more signatures. But it in this case, it's not if they meet the goals, it's when do they get a number of signatures where
they send it off to ABC.
Well, where ABC will listen, and right. Then at that point, is ABC already past the point of no return?
I don't know. I mean, I think you're getting close to 100,000 care enough to want to save the show now.
Yeah, Firefly.
Yeah, I'm going to say, but it's not in the millions. If they could get in the million, that might save the show. But again, who's saying that saving the show necessarily keeping it as a break show on ABC, during the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. break? Could Agent Carter be a Netflix show, you know, on another channel, you know?
Yeah, bring her to Netflix and make it dark. That would be interesting.
Dark Peggy Carter. How would that go?
Yeah, and then they could bring in some of the older superheroes from the past. I'm not as familiar with the Marvel ones as I am with the DC, you know.
That is actually something I kind of hoped they were going to do on the show, but they didn't. Of course, you're not going to have Captain America on the show because
he's getting frostbite at this point.
But you could essentially bring back the original Human Torch, who was the android who caught on fire, you know, whenever he was taken out of his glass container, which was the inspiration for Johnny Storm, but is a separate character, just happened to be called the, possibly throw Namor in, you know, and characters like that, that, you know, probably, you know, aren't going to ever get movies there because their movie rights are either, caught in another studio somewhere or, you know, they just don't think these characters are worthy of movies, you know, and there's a bunch of them out there that they could recycle and reuse, you know, but, they don't.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things I was hoping for. Like, just throw in, like, a couple of characters that are at Sergeant Fury, you know, and his Howling Commandos. No, they did do the Howling. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, but they didn't really do them, you know, and yeah. they could have done at least one cameo with Wolverine.
There you go.
That would have been nice because he was a member of the Howling Commandos. I mean, I don't know why they have the rights. They could have had the actor come in and do it.
Right. And I know people are screaming at, their computers right now going, oh, no, the rights are here and the rights are there and blah, blah, blah. I know for a lot of the characters, the movie rights are at different studios, but yep. Television rights are negotiated separately. And so are obviously animation rights. That's why all the characters are in the cartoons because Marvel retained the animation. And I know that for a fact that like Spidey was at Sony for a long time, but the television rights were still at Marvel, and that's why there were rumors about him showing up in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show, but they obviously didn't do that because they were apparently trying to negotiate a deal so they could bring him home.
Which works for us.
Yes.
We like that. That was a good move.
Yes. So yeah, I mean, they could have done so many different things. That's a shame. But you're right. They could do it on Netflix, do it a little darker and have, you know, throw in some superheroes that we didn't get to see. Oh, shame. But yeah. Speaking of darker Marvel television, have you heard the latest about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Again, this came out Monday.
Nope. Yeah.
Next season, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be moving to 10 o'clock at night so that they can have more freedom to edgier, darker, and riskier.
Okay, so Agents After Dark.
So throw
it on the Sci-Fi Channel, and you've got me really interested.
So that actually kills any chance of us bringing back the live Agents to speak, because you know 11 o'clock is way past any of our bedtimes. I mean, it's interesting because the show started at 9 in the first season. They got moved to started at 8 prime time its first season, then got moved to 9 o'clock. And I don't remember them giving a reason why they moved it to 9 when they did. for two seasons, and now they want to move it to 10. And I'm not sure if they feel that that's going to help bring in better ratings or not.
It depends on what they do with it. It depends on whether or not they use the fact that they're at 10 o'clock now and they have more freedom for some blood and guts and, you know, some really darker stories.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I'm just hoping something comes in to fill the 9 o'clock spot on Tuesdays so I can watch Flash, then whatever that other show is, and then eat.
When that other show, you know what it's going to be, you know.
Supergirl?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, because that they wouldn't put at 10 o'clock. That has to be all bright and shiny. Well, not as bright and shiny anymore because they'll have real writers, but... I know I am pissing off somebody over there. I don't know if they're going to bring the writers over with them, but we know that it's either the writers were bad or the restrictions they were put under were terrible.
Oh yeah. I'm sure that has something to do with it too, because I'm sure, CBS had some say in what they wanted in the show. See, here's the thing, right? Because, not to harp on the Supergirl thing too much, but if CBS's argument was Supergirl's too expensive to make, and they're going to slash the budget, then why not just slash the budget and keep them? Why move them to CW and slash the budget? Because either way, they were going to slash the budget, right? Mm-hmm. You're already on an established time, on an established channel at an established time, and that hurts shows a lot. Sometimes it helps shows, a lot of times it hurts shows when they move around their time slots. And then, of course, their channel, because it's like, oh, we're ready to go. So it just makes me wonder if DC's decision to move it to the CW was, you know, CBS has too many restrictions controlling the show. We want it to feel like it fits more into the Berlanti universe, so we'll just move it. You know, we have to slash the budget either way, so this way we'll just take it and have more control over it.
Yeah.
So,
well, speaking of which, then... let's see, what else, what else we got here? Because there's a lot of Marvel news. Like, they've got Spider-Man Homecoming and Ant-Man and the Wasp have been added, and they're pushing back on the Inhumans movie.
Actually, yeah, that's something we haven't talked about on the podcast. And there was something else I was going to bring up with Agents, but we forget, I want to make sure we do mention it. No, they didn't push back the Inhumans movie. They've taken it off. Totally off the docket at this point. And, rumor is that Marvel's decided they don't want to do it at all, which is weird because that was supposed to be the last movie in Phase 3. So
now it'll be Ant-Man and the Wasp.
It looks that way, which is funny because usually you would think the last movie in Phase 3, that's what was going to tie everything together. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know, but we're not going to – I guess we're never going to see Vin Diesel as Black Bolt. He didn't have the role, but he wanted the role. But still on the TV stuff with Agents, I kind of wonder if something that happened in the season finale is connected to them when they moved to 10 o'clock. So, all right, we know that the season finale was just last night, and some people haven't watched it yet because, again, we are in the universe.
Wait a minute. Are you sure it's not next week?
No, it was last night. It was a 2-hour season finale. I watched it last night.
Oh, no wonder it was taking me so long to finish the damn thing. I thought I had it. I'm watching it. I figure, oh, yeah, I've got an hour and a half before I work doing the podcast. I turned it on, and I got sidetracked into buying my tickets for Wizard World, and then I get back to it, and then I had to walk the dog. Then I get back to it. I'm like, okay, I've watched for at least an hour, and it's saying I still have an hour left. I was wondering what was going on.
You thought it was some kind of weird time paradox that you weren't aware of.
No, I wasn't watching a DC movie.
So
it's not a DC show.
So listen up, John.
Yes. Yes, Master.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Did Ward get to me? I don't know.
After the main storyline wraps up, okay, and I'm not going to spoil what happens in the main storyline because you're still watching.
Spoil it. It's fine.
No, because it's not important to what I'm about to say.
Impatient. Spoil it, damn it.
The button of the episode, you know, they do a title card comes up and it's a flash forward again. Now it's 6 months later after the main storyline of the episode finishes up. and we see Mac and Coulson in a room, and they're staking somebody out, okay? And even that's not important to what I'm about to say. So they see the person that they're looking for. They go run outside to chase them, and I can't remember. See, this is why DVRs are good. I should have watched it before recorded again. I can't remember if he's on the phone, if Coulson's on the phone and he says something about this, or if he's just talking to Mac. But he goes, the director isn't going to like this. Basically saying he's no longer the director.
So they're bringing back Fury?
I don't know. That's now what the big speculation is going to be for the summer, everyone. Yay!
Yes, and just remember, you heard it here first, because nobody else would be stupid enough to start this rumor.
No, well, I don't know what rumor. I thought about it. Okay, so I've thought about it a couple different ways. Okay, number one, you know, could it be anyone else who is currently on the show? I don't know. Because one of the agents that people are speculating is May. And it's like, why would, if Coulson's the director and he's fully in charge, why would he step down and make May the director unless the government stepped in and switched them?
Yeah, and besides, if Mac is there, Mac would be your only other choice at this point.
Right. And of course, then people are saying, then the next choice was, how about Talbot?
Oh, please no.
Right. I mean, it doesn't make sense because he became more of a joke character this season than he was like someone to take seriously. And then of course somebody else, then there was another suggestion of how about, Thunderbolt Ross. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense because he's a senator. Stop being a senator to be the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. So here are the interesting, here's where it really gets interesting. All right. We're going to start with the most obvious. Where's Fury been? Could they bring Fury back on guest spots, on the show? And could it be, and I'm just throwing this out there, boys and girls, one of the things to entice, Samuel Jackson to come and do the show again, and we're not saying because he was the director the first season and he guest spotted, I think, 3 times on the show. So it's not like they needed him every episode.
Well, he's just coming back to check on his nice bar.
Well, the plane, yeah.
The plane.
Yeah, well, that was destroyed a while ago. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's going to be very angry.
Yes. But could it have been, oh, well, we'll move it to a later time slot so we can write some more juicier scripts that you can be involved with? Because think about it, right? Like, that's one reason to want to make it a little darker and riskier is there's somebody you're trying to entice to do more episodes, new director, you know? So the 3 interesting characters then is Fury comes back. Again, that's canon. He walked away from Agents. He walked away from S.H.I.E.L.D. in the comics and then came back as director. In the comics, during his absence, there were 2 different people who were directors of S.H.I.E.L.D. The first being, come on, John.
What? 2 different directors of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Well, right. The first one was Maria Hill.
I didn't know there was going to be a quiz. Sorry.
You love Smulders, don't you?
Yes, Colby Smulders. Bring her back. Oh, if they brought her back.
Where has she been, right? Like, she's not, I don't think she's on anything right now. I could be wrong.
Now I have to check.
So why not have Maria Hill come back in as a director of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Now, because the last thing at the end of Winter Soldier, they said she went to go work for Tony Stark. And then they have not mentioned her since then. And there have been, you know, at least 2 Marvel movies that she could have cameoed in since then. And she cameoed in 1 episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. last year.
And she's still got the same standard contract everybody else does where they can ask her to be in anything they want. It looks like she's got 2 movies coming out that she's been through and she lent her voice to Lego Marvel's Avengers, but nothing else.
Right. So could be. And then of course the person who took over S.H.I.E.L.D. after Civil War in the comics.
That I don't know.
This name was thrown out there and I don't think they can afford him.
Tony Stark?
Tony Stark was the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a while after Civil War.
I was joking, but.
Yes, he comes with a hefty price tag.
That's a horrible idea. That's just terrible. Putting him in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D. would be like, well, I'd say giving a kid a candy store, but he could probably buy one himself. It's just.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you think about it, right? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right? For a while they were the government's force that protected the Earth from alien threats. That was their in the MCU. That was their MO. Okay. So then we find out that S.H.I.E.L.D. is a bunch of Hydra agents and the whole system collapses, but Fury, has all these secret bases and everything and keeps S.H.I.E.L.D. going as a rogue, force.
Mm-hmm.
And then now this season they were brought back in as a secret arm of the government. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But now we've had the Sokovia Accords, you know, and of course the things that S.H.I.E.L.D. does has fallout, just like the things that the superheroes do. So now they do need to be controlled, you know, and who was the champion of the Sokovia Accords in the movie? It was Tony Stark. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, bring back Colby. Just bring him back.
So bring if back it's Maria any Hill. Of those, if it's any of those three, because right now they're the three contenders that make them sense. You heard it here first. That's all I'm saying. If it's not any of them, it's John's fault.
Hey.
All right, it's Ben's fault.
Yes. There you go. So is there anything else we need to talk about besides the fact that ABC canceled the S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff, and now two of our favorite agents have left for no reason whatsoever?
Yes. That's so heartbreaking. So Mockingbird and Nick Blood is the actor. I can't think of the characters.
Oh.
They had a very touching moment in season where they got booted out of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they were going to get their own spinoff called Marvel's Most Wanted, which was supposed to happen this season. And then Marvel's like, oh, no, we're going to hold off another season. So then they wrote this really great story to do it. And now Marvel goes, or ABC goes, nah, we're not going to do that show.
Yoink.
So, I mean, the question becomes, do they try to bring them back into the fold somehow? Or do we just leave them out in the cold? Yeah, you know, I don't know. What do you?
I say bring them back. I mean, it depends. Well, they're already one agent down technically after I finish watching who that is. But you know, bring them back. I mean, they were good, and it was Mockingbird. You know.
Yes. They were good. They were good together on the show. They were really bringing her into her own. You know, they gave her the batons with the
fighting sticks.
The fighting sticks that had the remote control. They would come back to her, the magnets or however that worked.
Yep.
So they were like gearing her up to be more like the character in the comic book.
And Lance was just smarmy.
Yeah, there you go. Lance.
Smarmy. He was smarmy, but in a good way.
Yes.
He was like your cool drunk uncle.
You know, and of course that would have also the whole, divorced, but then, you know, romantically involved again. Like that was obviously was going to be played in this show as an understory. And yeah, it's a shame. I think bring it back. I mean, what do you guys listening think? You know, should we just cut our losses with those guys, or should S.H.I.E.L.D. bring them back? Let us know. Hashtag, leave them in the cold if you don't want them to come back, or hashtag bring them back if you'd like to see them return to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. next. Sound good?
Sure. Yep, sounds great.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Another piece of Marvel news that we didn't discuss yet.
Is there anything other than Marvel news?
We talked about all the DC stuff.
I know. They're the only two. It's kind of sad. We need a third candidate.
So, Chloe Grace
Moretz.
I said it right.
Sorry.
Better known as Hit Girl to some people. Was recently on the cover of Glamour magazine, and the internet was up in a roar, as we normally are, because she was wearing a jacket on this cover that is very reminiscent of Captain Marvel's jacket, which led people to speculate, oh, she's going to be Captain Marvel.
But she's
not. I honestly think no, but, you know, what do you think, John?
Technically, I think she's got the chops. I just don't think she will... God, I'm going to be sexist. I don't think she'd fill out the uniform well enough. And I mean, she's not tall. I mean, Carol Danvers was tall and, you know, she's a bigger woman. And I think Moretz could definitely play the character. I think she's got a lot more range than anybody gives her credit for.
I kind of think one of the issues in my mind, and it has nothing to do with filling out a uniform.
Well, I don't mean just that. I mean, she doesn't look the part, you know?
I think she's still too young. She's only 19.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we just brought in a young Peter Parker, Spider-Man into the universe. Do we want to have another young? I mean, I don't know. I think
she's too young. Yeah, it'd be like Bosworth playing Lois Lane. You know, wait. See, that's a mistake only DC would make. But yeah, she just doesn't have the. I don't know. It's just it's not the right part for her.
I mean, it all depends on what they want to do with the character, because I kind of always look at the storylines. Like in Civil War, where she was heading up groups of heroes for the, did they call it the 50 State Initiative, in the story. So it's like, you know, somebody who you think of as like a leader, you know, so like a kid coming in just because she has these powers? Nah. But I see here, my theory is not that she was cast as the role. My theory is what a lot of stars do now is they kind of try to drop stuff as a hint in social media or in stuff like this. So maybe she saw the jacket. It was like, oh, I'll put that on. So help kind of start this rumor. And then maybe Marvel will turn around and cast me as Captain Marvel.
Try a balloon. You know? Put it be in there.
And for people who say, oh, no, that doesn't happen. I think there was a leaked footage from a movie, test footage from a movie called Deadpool.
Yeah.
which turned out to be the highest grossing R-rated movie. Highest grossing R-rated comic book. I'm not sure if it's, it works sometimes.
Sometimes.
Get that out there in the ethos, and then someone sits in a meeting at Marvel or Disney and goes, hey, what about that hit girl? She could maybe play Captain Marvel.
Yeah. You know who she would be perfect for the role for? The Squirrel Girl. she would kick the ass of that role. She would be awesome. You could have her come in and save the day in the Avengers Infinity War too.
Wait, she would kick the ass. It was pun intended.
Yeah.
Girl is from the Kick-Ass movies.
Yeah, sure. That's what it meant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it.
No, she'd be awesome.
But we already, you know.
I want my Squirrel Girl cameo, damn it. I'll take a movie. I'll take a Netflix show. I don't care.
All right. Well, for anyone who agrees with Chloe Grace Moretz as Squirrel Girl, just hashtag Moretz is Squirrel Girl.
God.
Let us know. You vote with your hashtag, and if we get enough interest, we'll start a petition on change.org to have her play Squirrel Girl. Because that's how serious John is to get this movie made.
Yeah, I am. Okay. I'm at peace with that.
Somebody has to be. So yeah, that's, I think that might be all the news fit to speak of.
Yeah, I think I covered everything I wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we could talk about Krypton, but no one's going to watch that.
You know, we say that and you know what will happen is it'll turn out to be really good, but the odds are really against it. You know, I mean, as bad as Gotham is, at least they had the benefit of being in the same city and having access to some of the same rogues gallery that they could start bringing in and the characters and, you know, that sort of thing. In Krypton, you know that everybody there, with the exception of maybe four people, are going to just die at the end. So, I mean, maybe they're thinking that's going to give them an open palette to do whatever they want. But I don't want to see Dave's Days of Our Lives on Doomed Planet. I'm seriously.
Like the sands through an hourglass and the explosions of our planets.
Yes.
These are the days of our life. These are the days of Krypton.
Yeah.
So I had mentioned earlier about podcasts, and I wanted to end this week's episode with doing a special shout out. And I'm doing the shout out to the podcast Three is Comedy. You can find them obviously on iTunes and Stitcher and, anywhere great podcasts are found.
It's a very dark show. Yeah.
No, it's actually a very funny show.
No, it's a dark.
Comedy show.
It's really dark.
It's a couple and one of their friends, they're out in California and they post, three shows a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And, they basically bring different fun topics to the show and, talk about them and, you know, bullshit and they stupid stuff like we do. They're just not concentrated on superhero stuff. They talk about everything. And you know, we've been talking back and forth with them on Twitter for a little while now, having some fun with them, pointing out their mistakes because, one of the hosts who remained nameless, brought a couple articles to the show that she wanted to talk about. Oh, I just gave it away.
Oops.
As I'm listening to the episode, I'm like, that can't be real. And I would look it up and Snopes right away, like, oh, and I would send it back to them like, nope, not a real story.
Was that my rumor about the Squirrel Netflix show?
No.
I did tweet that a lot.
No, eventually, but not that wasn't it yet. Like us, Three is Comedy is also part of the Podern family. So if you guys are regular listeners and follow us on Twitter, you'll notice now when we tweet out about our episodes, we use #Podern Family in the tweets. And that's a community that's online right now, and that's what we support each other. Like, they retweet links to our episodes, and we reach to their episodes. So you'll notice in our Twitter feed more and more other podcasts popping up. And the point is, check them out. You know, if you like our show, you're going to like something else on Podern Family. You know, you probably like Three is Comedy if you like us. And there's a lot of other great shows. Dave's Nerd Compendium, starring Dave the Nerd, who is a friend of this show. He's part of the Podern Family now, too. So, you know, check it out. Great place to find a lot of great podcasts. Just wanted to make sure I said that. You know, been having fun with those guys on Twitter and make sure I said so.
Excellent. All right.
I think that's it. I think we can put a pin in it for the week.
Cool.
And watch it pop.
Yep. And then next week we'll talk about how sad we are about the endings of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Flash and Arrow. And not so much about Legends of Tomorrow. And the celebration of the end of Gotham. No.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about... Well, I mean, we did talk about Legends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. So on that note...
never do that again.
As always, boys and girls, don't let your cape get caught in the door. Have a good week.